my God.
So I began to seek the Lord for a word at about 9 p.m. And when I started out, my notebook was blank. And by 2 in the morning, my notebook was still blank. I felt like Peter when he said he had toiled all night and he didn't catch nothing. So I said, Lord, I'm going to sleep. Ain't no need to be just staying up and not getting no sleep at all. So I say, I'm going to sleep, Lord. If you want to wake me up, wake me up. So, you know, I don't want to be in the pulpit you know, falling asleep, nodding off on Periscope. Everybody looking, what kind of ministry this is? The minister's falling asleep in the pulpit. So I say, God, I got to give me some sleep. But how many know that sometime the Lord will come at the 0 hour? He'll come in the fourth watch of the night. He don't always come right away. You just got to wait on him. Amen. Like Habakkuk said, I will sit upon my watch and wait and see what the Lord will say unto me. But at 4 in the morning, God woke me up with a word. Amen. So I said, thank you, Jesus. He came right on time, as he always does. So we just thank God. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. Look at your neighbor and tell him there is a word from the Lord. Come on, y'all got to do it with more power than that. Say, there is a word from the Lord. You know, I was reading in doing some research, and I was looking at this Greek word. It's called entheos. And theos in the Greek means God. If you're going to say God in the Greek, you say the word theos. And en just means in. So in theos, the word just means in God. But from that word, we get our English word for enthusiasm. In God actually means enthusiasm. So if you in God, there's no reason for you to have your mouth closed, be down and depressed, act like nothing going for you. You ought to have an enthusiastic praise on this morning. If you redeemed of the Lord, you ought to be saying something. Open up your mouth and giving God some praise right now. Oh, glory to God. Because I don't know about you, I'm looking to have a Pentecostal experience on this morning. I say I'm looking at a Pentecostal experience. Amen. God is good. Let's go to the word. Let's go to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. 2 Kings, chapter 4. You know, I was reading up on some things concerning the former reign and the latter reign. And, you know, there's two outpourings that comes about during the midst of the year. The former rain takes place around September or October. And what the former rain does is the former rain prepares the ground for the seed. So God will send the rain to make the ground ready to receive a seed. Because he knows the people are getting ready to sow during that time. And then there's something called the latter rain. And the latter rain actually happens around right now. It happens in the first month. And in Israel, their first month is April. It's called Nisan. So the latter rain is actually taking place at this time that we're in right now. And I'm believing God this morning for a latter rain experience. Anybody want a latter rain experience from the Lord? I'm ready for him to send the rain. Oh, glory to God. We're going to pick it up in 2 Kings chapter 4 at verse number 8. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 8. Amen. And the scripture reads, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. Now, this lady lived in Shunem, which actually means double resting place. That's what the word Shunem means, double resting place. And the prophet Elijah was going back and forth to Mount Carmel. And Shunem was the midpoint between Samaria and Mount Carmel. So it was the perfect resting place for him to stop midway and get and take a break. Amen. And this woman constrained him to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. So not only was this a great woman, but this was a woman that had some discernment. Right. she could perceive that this was indeed a man of God. So she said, I perceive him a man of God, which passes by us. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. So this lady paid very close attention to detail. She made sure that he had everything that he needed and furnished the room for his accommodation. I'm going somewhere, follow me. He said, and it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. So the lady was showing love. She was being hospitable to the man of God. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? So here this man, Elisha, is in a position of favor that he can even introduce her to the king. This man say, look, ask me whatever you want. I can introduce you to the king. I can bring you into the king's presence. And the king of this time of Israel was Jehoshaphat. Amen. And Elisha had favor with him and with the captain of the host, which is normally the second in command underneath the king. Amen. And she answered and said, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? Now here the man of God is asking this woman what she wants from the Lord. And what essentially he's doing is he's giving her a blank check. The man of God said, look, I'll take you to the king. I'll take you to the captain of the host. Whatever it is you want from the Lord, I'm able and willing to bless you with it. He said, look, take this blank check and you fill it out in the way you want to fill it out. Whatever you've been asking God for, whatever is the desire of your heart, I'm giving you a blank check. In other words, this is open season. Ask what you will, and God of heaven and earth is going to bless you with it. And Gehazi answered. Notice the lady didn't answer, but Gehazi spoke up. And he said, verily, she have no child, and her husband is old. So although this lady had needs, desires, it took Gehazi to speak up on her behalf. And although Gehazi, we found out his heart was not completely right, in this particular situation, he was acting as an intercessor. He spoke up on her behalf concerning this woman's desire. See, when you begin to pray in the spirit, if you don't know what you want to pray for, the spirit of God will act as an intercessor on your behalf and give you everything you need from the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And I'm speaking to you this morning from the message of, I'm at the door, Lord. I'm at the door. Now this lady is on the brink of a blessing. This lady is on the edge of her miracle. It says that she stood in the door. If you stand in the door, that means underneath the door is what's called a threshold. This woman stood in the door. That means she was at the threshold of her miracle. Oh, y'all don't get what I'm saying on this morning. She was at the threshold of her blessing. The man of God had already asked her, ask what she stood in the door of a blessing. She was at the edge of a miracle. She was at the threshold of a breakthrough. She stood in the door. I'm telling y'all this morning, somebody is standing at the door. Somebody is at the threshold of a promise. You on the verge of a miracle from the Lord. You standing right there on the brink of your blessing. Oh, if you believe that, you ought to give God some praise on this one. And if she stood in the door, that means that the door had to already be open. Oh, somebody didn't catch that. You can't stand in the door if the door is closed. If you in the door, that means God has already opened up. I wish I had a church in here that understood. So the man of God, he said, whatever you want from God, all you got to do is open up your mouth and it's going to be granted. I'm going to grant your request. I'm going to release your promise. I'm getting ready to give you your manifestation. And it says that the woman was at the door. How many people in here are at the door on this morning? Somebody done had a job interview and you waiting to hear back from your employer. That means you at the door. Somebody waiting to get a tax check from the IRS. That means you at your mailbox. That means you at the door. Oh my God. See, standing at the door means that you're in a place of expectation. She was at the door. She was in a place of anticipating what she was getting ready to receive from the Lord. She was standing in the door. See, a doorway is a place of transition. It's an entry point. It's a portal from where you are right now to where God wants you to be. And see, we in here right now, it's warm. But if I were to walk through that door, it's a different environment than where I'm in right now. See, if I go through the door, it might be raining outside. See, that's a change of circumstance. My environment changes. My atmosphere is transformed when I walk through the door. Somebody is at the door. See, you used to be in the hallway. Watching everybody else get blessed. Watching everybody else get their miracle. Watching everybody else get their breakthrough. But God said, I'm bringing you out of that hallway. I'm bringing you to the door. I'm bringing you to the point of your breakthrough. I'm bringing you to a point of your blessing. I'm bringing you into your miracle. Somebody say, I'm at the door, Lord. And verse 16, it says, and he said about this season. So when she was at the door, she knew something was getting ready to happen. She knew this was a man of God. She knew that he heard from God. That he had the power of God. Right. That he was operating in the anointing of God. Right. And she was at the door waiting. Yes. Somebody is at the door this morning. Yes. You waiting. Yes. God, I haven't heard back from the job yet, but I'm at the door. Yes. Huh? God, I don't know. You know, you take... Your wife go get a pregnancy test. You waiting on the results. God, I'm at the door. Lord, I got this new business idea that I'm about to implement, but I haven't seen it come to pass yet, but I'm at the door. God, whatever you want to do, I'm waiting in a place of expectation. I'm waiting in a place of anticipation of what you're getting ready to release in my life. God, I'm waiting at the door. Oh, somebody ought to say, I'm at the door, Lord. Hallelujah. She stood there. And notice she wasn't sitting, she was standing. She was standing at the door. The Bible says, having done all, stand therefore. That means when you standing, that means you standing against the wiles of the devil. You standing against the enemy that's trying to attack you. You standing against people that's talking about you and lying on you. But you still standing at the door. They say you ain't gonna get that job. You ain't gonna start that business. It'll never happen for you, but I'm still at the door. Hallelujah. The man of God said, about this season, according to the time of life, this lady's life was getting ready to change. She was about to receive something that she never had. And she knew something was getting ready to happen. She stood at the door. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:9, it says there's a great door and effectual open unto us, but there are many adversaries. It's always devils around your door. The enemy will always encamp. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. He knows the door is already open. So the enemy will sit next to the door. You got people on your job, they sitting, they see you getting ready to get that promotion, and they already at the door. They're trying to speak into the ear of the supervisor. They're trying to naysay against you to the manager, because they know that you at the door. They're trying to block what God is getting ready to do. There are many adversaries at the door. The devil will always encamp next to an open door. He knows that God is getting ready to bless. But I thank you that no weapon, God, that's formed against me shall be able to prosper. And see, God allowed the enemy to encamp at the door because he's getting ready to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. So he's saying, let him get to the door. Because when you walk through that door, they're going to see me blessing you. They're going to see me raising you up. They're going to see me turning you. See, at the door means that you on the verge of something.
That's right.
You at the cusp. You right there. See, some people at the door, but they get discouraged. Amen. Don't let the enemy discourage you. You at the door on this morning. Don't let the devil make you turn around. You already at the door. The man of God had already gave you a blank check and said, listen, fill this thing out exactly how you want to fill it out. God is getting ready to grant your request. God is getting ready to open up the door for you that no man can shut. You at the door on this morning. I remember when I was younger, I had made my sister mad. And me and her were arguing at each other, and I was upset. So I went in the bathroom and locked the door. And she had to use the bathroom real bad. So she kept saying, come out of there. And I'm saying, I ain't coming out. I was in there for about 30 minutes. She had to use the bathroom, and she was fuming. So finally, she punched the door and put a fist. She was that angry. She put her fist through the door. She couldn't hold it no more. And she, And see, you got people that are trying to beat down the door. You got people that's trying to get in some other kind of way, but God said if you just wait on Him, don't try to get the door open on your own. Wait on God to open the door. Wait on God to give you the promotion. Wait on God to bless you with that house. Wait on God to turn things around. Because you already at the door and God knows your prayer. A doorway, it represents access. See, it's some things that we've been trying to get access to for a long time. Huh? Probably Britain trying to get access to disability. Huh? Trying to get access to the VA. Trying to get access to a new contract. Somebody want access for a new job. A new business. You want access. But God is saying, access is granted on this morning. God say access is granted. Because I'm at the door right there with you. I'm at the door. See, it's like sometimes we've been waiting for so long. Somebody's at the door for a husband on this morning. Somebody at the door for a wife. Somebody is at the door for more money. More finances. See, I don't know what you at the door for. But I know what I'm standing at the door for. I don't know what you believe in God for, but I know what I'm believing God for. And God said, as soon as you cross over that threshold, it's getting ready to be a new season. That's getting ready to open up in your life. So it says, the man of God said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. That's what she was waiting on. That's what the desire of her heart was. All of us have desires that God have put on the inside, something we've been waiting on God to do. But God is saying this morning, raise the level of your expectation. Somebody done sat down when they supposed to be standing at the door. Don't sit down on the promise of God. You need to be right there saying, Lord, I'm right here. I'm waiting whenever you see fit to do it. Whenever, you see fit to release it, I'm going to be standing right here, Father God. I'm right here, Lord, until you answer my prayer, until you bless me with the check, until you bless me with the new job, until you bless me with the house. I'm at the door, Lord. I'm right here. I'm anticipating. I'm waiting. And I know you're going to do it in my life. So I'm going to say I'm at the door, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. It says, thou shalt embrace a son. Amen. This was something new. She didn't have no children. She didn't have any kids. Right. Yes. So when she got access, this was something that God was doing a new thing in her life. Right. And a lot of times we've been waiting on something that we've never been able to lay hold on. Something that we've never had in our life. And I believe this new season is going to be a season of new things. It's going to be a season of new blessings. God is going to release some things in our life on this season that people said we'll never have. That they said you'll never get. But I'm still on the brink of my blessing. I'm still at the edge of my miracle. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was on the treadmill not too long ago, and I had been able to get up to about 2 miles on the treadmill, and I'd be God quitting. it seemed like I could never get over the 2 mile mark. I don't know, some of y'all might be in better shape than that, but no, I wasn't. Once I hit 2 miles, I was huffing and puffing. I said, that's it. So for about a year, I got to 2 miles, and that was it. I could never get over that. I could never break through to the other side. But then one morning, I said, you know what? I've been going 2 miles for long enough. It's time for me to break out. It's time for me to do something different. It's time for me to go to another level. I said this morning, I'm going all out. I'm going to get past this 2 miles. I'm going to 3 miles. I know I can make it. Boy, I was tired. It got to 196, 1.97. I was like, whew. I don't even know if I can make it to 2 miles. It seems like the closer you get, the more tired you become. I mean, see, that's why I try not to look at the mileage at all. I try to just not look at it. But when you're looking at it, you see how close you're getting to it, you be like, oh, Lord, let me make it. So this time, I got real tired. Right before I got to 2 miles, I was huffing and puffing. I was like, Lord, I know I can make this. So I held on, and I crossed over 2 miles. And as soon as I crossed over 2 miles, I said, you know what? I'm going to keep on going. All right. And things started getting easier.
All right.
I thought it would get harder, but after I crossed over that threshold, all
right.
After I got past that barrier,
yeah.
Faith started coming alive, and I said, I can do this. I can make it. I got the 2.5 miles. And I say, I'm not going to quit because I'm at the door of this thing.
Yes.
But you know what I realized? I realized I was in uncharted territory.
Right.
I was someplace I had never been before. And see, one thing about it, when you're at the door, God is getting ready to bring you into uncharted territory. A place that you've never experienced.
Right.
A level that you've never been before in your life.
Right.
And that's what happened to this woman. For the first time, she embraced the Son. For the first time in her life, she received something she had been waiting on for years. And there's some people that's in here that's been waiting for so long. You've been praying, been fasting and asking God. But God is saying, He's opening the door. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I'm standing right there. In anticipation of my promise. God, I know you promise. I know you're going to release it. But until you do, I'm going to be right here at the door. I'm going to be standing in your presence. I'm going to be believing you, God, for what you're getting ready to release in my life. Does anybody have that faith on this morning? I believe I'm at the door.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And one thing about it, as believers, all of us are at the door. And we're waiting on the return of Jesus.
Yes.
And He's at the door.
Yes.
And He's knocking. And He's saying, if you open up, I'm going to come in. I don't want to assume that everybody is saved in here. We have some visitors. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior on this morning, I want to open the doors right now for you to come down and give yourself to God. He's standing at the door on this morning. He's at the door and He's waiting. And he's saying, if you would just respond to my call, somebody might have been saved and backslid, and you might want to rededicate yourself to the Lord on this morning. And Jesus is saying, I'm at the door. If you would, this is the altar call. And Apostle Martin said, make sure before you close out the service, make sure you have an altar call. And I gotta be obedient to the man of God and be obedient to God. Amen. So if you're not saved in here or you want to rededicate yourself to God, we're going to ask you to come to the altar at this time, because Jesus is at the door. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm at the door, Lord. Anybody waiting on anything from the Lord on this morning? I'm going to give God a praise if you believe that he's getting ready to release it in this season. That he's getting ready to pour out the latter rain and the former rain. That he's getting ready to do a new thing in your life. Come on and praise the Lord if you believe that on this morning. I'm at the door, Lord. I'm waiting at a great expectation. I'm at the threshold of my miracle this morning. I'm on the brink of my blessing, and I'm not going nowhere, oh God, until I receive my manifestation, until I receive my promise, until I receive what you have for me. I'm at the door. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody, you got to pray. Come on, somebody just worship the Lord. Come on, just worship him. Get ready to close. Come on, just worship him for a few moments. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, God. I thank you, Lord, for my new season. I thank you, Lord God, for turning it around, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the open door that's right in front of me. For turning around my circumstances. For changing my situation. Jesus. Come on, somebody tell them thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name on this morning, oh God. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're so worthy to be praised, Father. Oh, we love you on this morning, God. We reverence your name. We honor you. We thank you for opening the door, God. We thank you for a release, oh God, of every promise. Every blessing, every miracle, every breakthrough. We thank you for a new season, oh God, in our life. We thank you for a greater anointing, a greater outpouring. We thank you, Lord God, for taking us to the next level. We thank you for the transition and taking place on this year, oh God. We thank you for taking us higher. We thank you, Lord God, for moving us to the next level. We thank you, Lord God, for our open season right now, Father. Come on, 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 come on Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. If there's anybody that needs prayer on this morning, we ask you to come down to the altar. If you need a prayer, I'll touch you. I'll touch and agree with you on this morning. If you need anything from the Lord, if you're feeling sick in your body, the prayer of faith, amen, is still effectual, it's fervent, it avails much. We ask you just come.